The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Probate Judge Deborah Faulkner is a friend of mine, and I've asked her to call in because one of the things I have seen, and you're seeing it too, so many of our friends or family members have passed away, and this is the office that you will be dealing with. Good morning, Judge. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Deb. I am so glad to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. So I understand that only a few government offices stayed open during COVID, the clerk of court, family court, and the probate judge's office. I just have to ask, I mean, that took a lot of planning. How'd you get that done?
Well, Deb, it took a lot of planning, and it took a dedicated staff, and we sat down and we thought about this, and I knew having a first cousin who died as a result of COVID that this was a serious situation, but also with death comes the estate administration and the paperwork and the need to take control of your loved one's assets so that you can protect them and make sure that whoever he or she wanted to have their property gets that property and it hasn't been stolen or wasted or damaged. So when with this COVID, people needed us more than ever. So what we decided to do is institute a series of measures so that we could limit the foot traffic in the court so that we wouldn't have as many people.
Uh-huh.
And we worked in shifts. The staff, we worked in shifts. We had drop boxes. We had, we used technology, emails, Zoom, and we actually did work out in the parking lot, issuing marriage licenses.
Wait a second. That's what they do in Vegas. We actually did that in Greenville. Just drive through and get your marriage license.
That's right. There was no Elvis there to get married, to do the ceremony. But, we had people who had planned very, very expensive weddings.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you may have heard of the phrase force majeure. They didn't have those clauses. So they were going to lose all of their money, no refunds. They needed to get these weddings as best they could. And so it's a misdemeanor to do a wedding without a license.
Oh.
So we got ourselves a canopy, kind of like the kind you use when you're tailgating, and we put chairs and a table behind it, and we had people social distance and come up one at a time, pick up their license or apply for a license, and it worked out well, and the job got done. If we had some folks who weren't able to get in, get up out of the car to get to the table, we go out to the car and do the work with our mask on and their mask on. We just had to think outside the box, Deb.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, between your office, the clerk of court, and family court, Greenville County kept running. I think that's great. So some people say, why are you having the clerk of court? Why are you having the probate judge on? And I said, because people are, at some point, you were going to meet this judge. And I wanted people, in a sense, to get to know you early. So I'd like to continue the conversation. We'll go to break. We'll come back. But what does the probate court do?
We do things that most people don't realize. First of all, we have nothing to do with probation. We do estate administration for anybody who has died in Greenville County, who is a citizen of Greenville County, or who owns property in Greenville County. We issue marriage licenses. We do hearings to determine competency of adults. We protect property of adults who are incapacitated. We protect property of minors. We provide a library of sorts to title abstractors for loan closings, to make sure the probate records are spot on so the closing can happen without a glitch. We do 24/7. We're on call for involuntary commitments in the county for any individual, child or adult, who poses a threat of harm to himself or herself or to the public because of a mental illness or chemical dependency. So we do a lot here, and we have the largest court, and we have the largest county geography-wise and population-wise in the state. So if we didn't stay open during COVID, when we would open, we would have such a backlog that people would not be able to take care of their business.
Yeah.
And with this real estate market that we have had, with the prices being so good, if you don't get your estate processed and you can't take advantage of this market, if you've got a state property that you want to sell. So we needed to get the job done, and we did. And I had such a great staff. They had faith in me, and they were loyal. We followed all the protocols. We didn't have anybody get sick. And so we're just very proud of that record and just proud to be serving the citizens of Greenville County, because that's why we're there.
All right. Well, Probate Judge Deborah Faulkner, please stay on the line, because we're going to come back. I'll talk about why you need a will. I've got Greenville County Probate Judge Deborah Faulkner on the line with me. We had a good conversation before the break. Callers, I know you're on the line. I will get to you. Just hang on. I want to get the probate judge off. So, Deborah, my question to you is this. I hear it all the time. I don't have anything. Do I need a will?
Oh, yes, you do need a will. Let me give you an example. Say you are newly married and you have a brand new baby. And let's say the husband is going to work one morning and unfortunately he is out on I-85 and a tragic accident happens and leaves his wife and his brand new baby to deal with his untimely death. Well, had he had a will and left everything to his wife, then she could have hired a lawyer and taken legal action against the at-fault driver. And with the recovery from the lawsuit, she could have used that money to take care of herself and the child. Because he had no will, what happens is his wife can still have the lawyer, can still proceed against the at-fault driver, but she will have to have the court approve a settlement. She will have to split the money, half to her and half to the minor child, and the minor child will be required to keep his money under court supervision until he reaches the age of 18. So the mother won't have access to those funds, free access, as she would have had the husband done a will leaving her his estate.
Wow.
And that can get really, really complicated as time goes by. You know, another scenario is you are married for the second time. And we'll say the wife has a second husband, and that husband passes away, and the husband left no will. Well, his property will go half to his wife and the other half to his children. And let's say he had children from two other marriages. So his most current wife will share her house and property with his children from a couple of previous marriages. That usually is an uncomfortable or awkward situation.
Oh, I would think so. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yes. The problem is everybody's like, well, it costs too much. Can you actually just get one offline?
It's possible. I don't recommend it. And the reason is that a simple will is not that expensive. I don't know what lawyers charge now, but whatever it is, it's worth it. These things online reference and use terms that we don't recognize in South Carolina, like my community property, or my, you know, they described property using legal lingo that we don't recognize here in South Carolina.
Okay.
So it's better to have a lawyer look at it, because you don't do will in isolation. You do it in conjunction with looking at who's your life insurance beneficiary, who's going to get your 401k, who is going to get your retirement. And you do your will in conjunction with looking at the big picture. And you need to make sure you have a lawyer that can go through what your assets are, so that you actually leave your property to your beneficiaries in a way that promotes the purpose that you mean for them to execute. So that if you want your child who maybe had failure to launch and you need their money to be in a trust so that they can, you know, have a little bit more discipline about how they receive money, and you have another child that's pretty good with it, you know, all of those things matter when you get down to planning your estate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to bring you on, not just because you're the probate judge, but I think people don't understand the depth of the work you do at the office and how many lives you touch. You know, I look at the cases that you have, whether it was estate cases, mental health, which we didn't get to today. And I'm going to ask that you come back again, maybe next week, join me on Tuesday. I would like to talk about the situation with mental health, because we are seeing so many more people where parents are having to step in to protect the kids. And I know your office does a lot with that. I think it's interesting that we just talk about wills. And I know you and I spoke about this earlier. You actually have a copy of Elvis Presley's will. You know, today is the anniversary of his death.
Yes, I do. I got it online. I didn't actually go up to Tennessee and get it from the courthouse. But I am a huge Elvis fan, and I love that song in the background. But he did his will in March of 1977, and as we know, he died August 16th of 77. And he leaves his estate largely in trust, but the beneficiaries are Minnie Mae, his grandmother, Vernon, his father, and Lisa Marie. And he also leaves a provision for his trustee to provide money to any of his family that finds themselves in an emergency need of money. And he named his father, Vernon, as his trustee and as his executor. And if Vernon wasn't able to do it, he named a bank there in Tennessee to take over. So it was really interesting to read.
Yeah, I would think. And so Priscilla got nothing, huh?
Well, unless the trustee, using his discretion, decided that she needed some help. Yeah. He left a little loophole in there.
All right. Well, she needed some money with that hair dye to keep it that jet black all those years.
Yes, she did.
All right. So, folks, I've been speaking to Greenville County Probate Judge Deborah Faulkner. I'm going to have her back on next Tuesday to talk about those where we have to do conservatorships. Is that how you say it? Conservatorships, right?
That's right.
All right.
We do conservatorships, adult and minors.
All right. We're going to talk about that next week. So I look forward to talking to you then. Hey, thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Sure. Look forward to it. Thanks, Deb. Bye-bye.
All right.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.